The Hollywood elite may gather at festivals such as Sundance or Cannes for the latest movies, but not many Westerns are screened there. A legendary town in Arizona is hoping to do justice to the Hollywood Western.
It was a place where a man could start over, where a fortune could be made. They say every town has a story. Tombstone as a legend.
The legend of Wyatt Earp and the gunfight at the OK Corral. Today, the town where many Westerns are set launches the first Tombstone Western Film Festival. Jim Clark helped organize the event. He's coordinated some of the biggest train wrecks in movies. He says a festival honoring Westerns is long overdue.
It seemed like of all the places that there's been so much written about the town of Tombstone and the characters of Doc Holliday, Earps, Clantons, and other assorted characters of the era of the 1880s. And it seemed like this is the place where history happened. It's time that it had its own film festival.
Now, of course, it was in Tombstone that you had the fight at the OK Corral.
That is correct.
And if that had not happened, would we know that Tombstone exists?
You know, I think you would know about it. It's so much a Western town in the very essence that it hasn't changed much. It's still about six blocks long. People live here regularly. It's not an amusement park. It's a living, viable town. And I think it would have survived anyway.
How often has Tombstone itself been a movie set?
Actually, it's only been a couple of times in the town itself.
So usually when we're seeing Tombstone, we're seeing a recreation in Monument Valley or wherever.
That's a real good point. This is part of why this festival is put together the way that I like to think that I have done it. I've been a history buff all my life, but I've also liked Westerns. So when I watch a Western, I have a habit of critiquing them a little bit that, gee, you know, Monument Valley isn't where, you know, the gunfight at the OK Corral took place. And Doc Holliday didn't look like Victor Mature either. I mean, he was the Arnold Schwarzenegger of the 1940s.
You've just given me a brilliant idea, Marshal. It's time I tempted fate. Let's see. Who's in here I don't particularly like?
That's a sucker game, Doc. There's probably 50 fellas around town just waiting to see you get liquored up so they can fill you full of holes. Build themselves up a great reputation. The man that killed Doc Holliday.
Our panel for our symposiums, Bob, is made up of scholars, historians, film historians, actors, directors, producers, something that's never been done before.
So you think this might be an annual deal?
I think so. We're working towards that. I think from this point on, Tombstone deserves a film festival every year. Our logo this year, Bob, is Justice is Coming. You know, all over the nation there's been film festivals, and never one in the town too tough to die that they make so many films about. Well, now justice has arrived.
Former Hollywood train stunt coordinator Jim Clark. He's helped organize the first Tombstone Western Film Festival, going on today through Sunday in Tombstone, Arizona.
What do they call this place?
Just over the rise there, a big town called Tombstone. Fine town.
Tombstone? Yeah, I heard of it.
Yeah, you'd enjoy yourself. Wide awake, wide open town, Tombstone. Get anything you want there.
Thank you.